So here in Anchorage, out of 70 years of data at the airport, it was the 19th warmest. So we were warmer than normal. In fact, we were in the top third of warm years. And statewide, we were about 6/10 of a degree warmer than normal. Fairbanks was about 2 degrees above normal for the month. Juneau was right at normal for the month. And it's been interesting because a number of people have come to me and said, why is it so cool this June? You know, what's going on? When are we going to get our warmth? And I keep reminding people, hey, it's been a warmer than normal month. And in fact, we would consider this significantly warmer than normal. And people have a hard time grasping that.
Is that just that people have gotten used to it being warmer in general in the last few years and just our memories aren't good enough to remember back, whatever?
You know? I think that's right. I think, you know, because in the last 8 or 9 years, probably about 5 of those years have been really high-end warm summers or record warm summers. And so, you know, that kind of becomes our so-called new normal. And when we deviate from that, we kind of feel like it's a big change in the other direction, even though, again, we're in the top, 20%, 25% of warm Junes for Anchorage.
Let's talk about the more recent heat in Southeast Alaska, which I understand is very related to the heat in the Pacific Northwest, where you saw places well above 100 degrees. Tell me about that. I mean, any part of that, I guess the Pacific Northwest was just sweltering recently.
Yes. Yeah, so just incredible, off the charts, record high temperatures in, say, Portland, Seattle, parts of Idaho, Montana, and British Columbia. In Lytton, British Columbia, they set the national record 3 days in a row. And then, unfortunately, that town burned down in a wildfire 2 days later. Southeast Alaska was just barely on the periphery of that. So that was ostensibly caused by a huge dome of high pressure situated right at the U.S.-Canadian border. And that's a very unusual position for it. Normally, that's going to be much farther to the south. And even so in Southeast Alaska, where we launched, say, weather balloons from Annette Island near Metlakatla, they actually recorded some of their all-time warmest temperatures, their highest freezing level on record. And there were some associated high temperatures. So Ketchikan set record high temperatures a few days in the 80s. Even Hyder on the border next to Stewart, British Columbia, got over 90 degrees. But it was fairly localized. Juneau did get over 80 degrees 2 days in a row. So they were just kind of on the edge of it and felt a glancing blow of it, but certainly warm and to record warm in Southeast.
Is the fact that it's so hot there, does that have impact on what is happening here in that, you know, it might be cooler on this side of that blocking pattern or whatever I think it was described as?
Right. So you're right. The atmosphere, you know, we have, like most people probably heard, the jet stream. The atmospheric flow moves in kind of waves around the globe at different latitudes. And they generally form, say, about 5, 6, 7 waves across our latitude, or say 50 to 60 degrees north. And wherever the jet stream kind of shoots up, it has to come back down somewhere else so it can conserve momentum, conserve what's called vorticity. And, you know, so on one side of that wave, you know, it's going to be warm, and the other side, it's going to be cool. But yeah, the fact that there's a big high pressure there, upper level, means there has to be a low pressure upper level somewhere else. And we've been in that sweet spot.